Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, I consider our professional relationship to kind of be like a committed marriage.
Yeah.
And
I
want you to know that I would never cheat on you with another co-host unless you're gallivanting the globe and I'm forced at gunpoint.
I mean, I really appreciate it. And honestly, ever since that doctor at Urgent Care called us each other's loved ones.
Loved ones. Yeah.
Like, we just got to live into this, you know?
We really do. Yeah, I love it. And I got to say, not every Hollywood couple has what we have. And it looks like there might be trouble in paradise for Natalie Portman.
Yeah. So rumors are flying that her husband has been messing around outside their marriage, and it might not even be with just one woman.
What a shocker that is.
I know.
They need more joint trips to urgent care, clearly.
That's what keeps a relationship together.
That's what keeps people strong. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Monday, June 5th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So I feel like Natalie Portman is one of the few actors out there who's been able to have a successful career, but also kind of keep her personal life out of the tabloids, which is so hard to do. Like,
yeah, I know so little about her personal life. It's weird.
Yeah, same. But that's until now, unfortunately. Lately, she has been getting rave reviews for her new movie, May December, which recently screened at the Cannes Film Festival, and we were not there.
Yeah, I think that should be the story.
I do too.
We weren't it. Like, come on. We were supposed to be. There were promises that have been unfulfilled.
Yeah, another shocking tale. So now it's her marriage that's stealing the spotlight and has pretty much everyone talking after news broke over the weekend that her husband may have cheated on her.
Yeah, so Natalie's been married to Benjamin Miltier, who's a French dancer and filmmaker, and they've been married for over a decade. They have two children together, a 12-year-old son named Aleph and a 6-year-old daughter named Amalia. And on Friday, the French outlet Voici broke the news that Benjamin's been stepping out on Natalie. He was recently spotted spending time with Camille Etienne, who's a climate activist, and there were photos taken of them separately entering Benjamin's office in Paris and then leaving 2 hours later, 10 minutes apart.
You know they were in there like, okay, you leave first, and then I'm going to leave in 10 minutes, and nobody's going to suspect a thing.
Well, my only issue with this is if anyone's been forced to have a meeting, it's plausible that they last 2 hours. I'm sorry. These meetings are such a waste of time. This is my time to step on a soapbox. Anything that's said in a meeting, you can put in an email.
Oh.
Like 95% of things in meetings can be put into an email. So
hard agree. Yeah, I agree.
But for two people, this is sus.
Mm-hmm. Very sus. So Natalie has always been very private about her marriage. Like, I've never heard this man's name. until now.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Have you? I mean, I know you're a big dance, French dance fan.
Well, I was, when they got together, we'll get into this in a little bit, but when they got together, I was in the height of my like celebrity gossip consumption phase where I was like every morning I had a routine of like, I was checking Perez Hilton, Us Weekly, Page. I was checking them all every morning. And it was around the time they were doing Black Swan. That's how they like met.
Right, that's
how I know his name.
Yeah, I just, I mean, I think because she is so private and she's out of the tabloid so much, I think that's just why, like, I don't really think much about her, you know?
Yeah, you respect the boundaries she's created, which...
Yeah.
One day maybe I'll know what that's like.
So until now, it did seem like their marriage was pretty solid. Just a few days before this alleged infidelity news came out, Natalie and Benjamin. That's what I'm going to call him from now on. We're seen kissing at a restaurant while they were out with friends. They were also together at a Beyonce show. But now sources are saying that this isn't the first time there have been rumors about their marriage.
Well, I mean, going to a Beyonce show would make you bankrupt. So I can see that causing problems.
Yeah, now it's money issues.
Yeah. But yeah, source told Voici that Natalie actually learned about Benjamin's infidelity with a young woman back in March. Now, we don't know who this young woman is, so we don't know if it's Camille or a different woman. But even before Natalie knew about any infidelity, a source has told Page Six that it was an open secret on the set of her movie, May-December, that her marriage was in trouble. And apparently she and Benjamin even briefly separated last year before coming back together later.
See, this is another thing. Like, for a celebrity couple to separate and not that many people hear about it.
Yeah.
Like, how are they doing this? That's, like, very impressive.
It's got to be one of those things where they're like, hey, okay, we got to separate, but we're going to stay in the same house.
Yeah.
We're not telling anybody. It's just between you and me. We'll just sleep in separate bedrooms. Because it's like, other than that, there's no way to really do this without people finding out when you're a celebrity.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to just kind of put on a happy face if you go out in public.
Yeah, like an actor.
Exactly.
Wait.
Yeah.
Natalie's an actor.
And he was like, should I do any pirouettes or anything? And she's like, no, just act normal.
No, this is my domain. There's ever a dance scandal, you can take the reins.
Yeah, you can pirouette down the sidewalk all you want. But right now, follow my lead. So since this story broke, Natalie has been photographed at soccer matches. She's been photographed on red carpets, but without her husband. And people are now coming forward with details about what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah. This is always one of those things where I'm like, is it a situation of bad timing where he already wasn't planning to be at these things and now it's like these double meanings, or is it actually indicative of what's going on?
Yeah. And why is everyone coming forward right now? Like, did everyone's NDA just run out?
Like, they're like, if there's a rumor, you guys are free from the NDA. Sing like a canary.
Yeah.
But yeah, one source told People that Benjamin's affair was short-lived and it's now over.
Oh, okay.
That source sounds like it might be Benjamin.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
The source also said that Benjamin and Natalie are still together in spite of his enormous mistake, and that he's doing all he can to get Natalie to forgive him and keep their family together. The source goes on to say Natalie is incredibly private and has no intention of playing this out in the media. Her biggest priority is protecting her children and their privacy.
There's a concept.
Yeah. It sounds very Natalie Portman. Like, she's...
Yeah.
Because she's been in the industry since she was a kid.
Yeah.
And she has managed to avoid, I feel like, for the most part, all of the shit that happens when you're a child in...
Yeah.
...entertainment.
Yeah, she really has. Like...
Yeah.
You just don't hear about her. Like, I never hear about her.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Like, do you think he actually cheated?
Well, here's my thing. So, like I said, when they, you know, started making headlines for being a couple, this was in the height of my, you know, celebrity gossip consumption.
Yeah, you had those Perez Hilton posters all over your walls. I remember it.
No. Oh, my God.
That would be saddest thing of all time.
Yeah.
If you had Perez Hilton posters.
I would have to commit myself. Like, that would just be unacceptable behavior. But so it was while they were filming Black Swan, and I think he was like a consultant on it, or he was, no, was he the director?
No, Darren Aronofsky was the director.
Thank you. Okay. So he was the choreographer on this movie.
That makes sense.
He's a dancer, and it was about ballet. Ballerinas still haven't seen the movie. Know all about it, though. It was like the 2012 version of Don't Worry, Darling, where you know more about what's going on behind the scenes in the movie.
Yes.
But anyway, he had a live-in girlfriend when he was doing this movie.
Mm.
And then now he's with Natalie. Now, of course, it's like, you know, is there an overlap? Allegedly, there's an overlap, but we'll never know because right. we're not these people.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where it's like, the fact is, when you met Natalie, you had a live-in girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're dating Natalie, and now you're married to Natalie. And it's kind of like, if this is how the relationship started, allegedly, while you were with somebody else, throw in allegedly everywhere here.
Yeah.
Then, you know, once a cheater, always a cheater. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. Like,
yeah. I know. And we're always like, can people change?
Aren't changing.
I know. It's like, can people change or not? Like,
I mean, I do think people can change, but I also think that, like, situations like this, I'm never going to be surprised.
No, same.
You know?
And I also feel like it's never just one person.
No.
Just like the Adam Levine shit. It was like,
yeah.
Of course, this isn't the first person. I don't know.
Yeah. And I think what's most important, because I've seen this a lot, it like, I was going into Reddit to prep for this. And
the best place to prep.
People are always like, oh my God, Natalie? Like, he's cheating on Natalie? And it's one of those things where, like, whenever a celebrity, I feel like, gets cheated on, people are like, if it's happening to her, it can happen to anybody. And it's like, yeah, that's true. But also, let's remember, it's 100% the person that's cheating.
Yes.
Like, it has nothing to do with how the person they're supposed to be with looks.
Right.
It has nothing to do with, you know, their age. It's 100% down to the person that makes the conscious choice to step out.
Wow.
And a reflection of them, not a reflection of the person being cheated on. And I think that's important to remember. Because people are like, well, if it's happening to Natalie, it could happen to me. And it's like, I mean, yeah, it can happen to anyone.
Those are honestly...
But it has nothing to do with them.
Very wise words coming from someone who thinks no strings attached is better than friends with benefits.
No. Listen, no strings attached is a better friends with benefits type movie.
Well, when you have to use the title of the other movie to make
your
point...
I know, I hate that. I hate it.
I think we should leave it there. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Be sure to follow us on socials at Brooke Ziffrin and at Arisha Skidubs. We love connecting with you.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together, and we were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.